This chazor zeichen nishbach chesu shagav and b'hum seches vachem dav ayin zayin. Zok the next mishnah. If the limbs of a chatas become mixed with the limbs of an oiler, but that's said they should all be put on the fire in the mizbech. And we view the chatas meat as if it were wood, meaning the limbs of a chatas are not allowed to be burned on the mizbech. So over here we look at it like they're wood. The chum say we leave them overnight so that they become nicer, and then we burn them off the mizbech as nicer. Zok the marble, that's a dash in the pasuk of v'al hamizbech lo yalu l'reich nichoyach to teach that leftover pieces of a carbon may not be offered as a reich nichoyach, but it could be offered for the sake of fuel for the fire. The rabbanon dash in the word oisom in the beginning of that pasuk to teach that only se'or and devash may be offered as fuel for the fire, but other things may not. Rabbi Yehuda will say that Oisam teaches that when dealing with Se'or and Devash, it's even usher to burn them on the ramp, just like on the top of the Mizbeach. The Rabbanan say that both things can be learned from this word. Our Mishnah does not follow the Tana of a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree that the limbs of a chatas that are mixed with the limbs of an oiler are burned on top of the Mizbeach. They also agree that a valid carbon that was mixed with an animal that was involved in sodomy may not be offered. They argue regarding the limbs of a valid oiler and the limbs of an oiler that has a mum that were mixed together. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says they're all offered, and we view the puzzle limbs as firewood, whereas the Rabbanan say they're not offered. Why is it that when the psul is an animal involved in sodomy, Rabbi Eliezer says they may not be offered? When the psul is a mum, they may be offered. Emphatic Gemara of Huna said, Rabbi Eliezer is referring to the mum of Dukin Shiba'ayin, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that such an animal would not be taken off the Mizbech if it was brought up there. It's only with such a mum that Rabbi Eliezer says it's offered as firewood. Fedek Gemara of Akiva says that for a case of B'dievet, not like a Tchilo, and from where Papa said, we're dealing with the limbs that were already on the ramp. In that case, Rabbi Akiva would say they may be brought up onto the top of the Mizbech, which is why Rabbi Eliezer says they can also be burned as firewood. For if that's the case, they would be allowed to be burned even if they were by themselves on the ramp, without having been mixed up with a valid carbon. And for tomorrow, you're right. Rather, Rabbi Eliezer's view is based on the pasuk of mum bum, which teaches that it's only when the animals with the mum are by themselves that they're usher, but when they're mixed with the others, they're mutter to be burned. Rabbanan darshan these words to teach that it's only when the mum is present that they may not be offered, but if the mum was healed, then they may be offered. Rabbi Yehuda says we can learn both things from the words of bum and bahem, so it's a double drasha. The Rabbanan said we don't darshan this as two drashas. Fekmar, based on this, Rabbi Yehuda should allow these limbs to be offered with the intent as karbonis, not only as firewood. And for tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, according to the view of the Rabbanan. He was saying to the Rabbanan, according to me, these limbs could even be offered as karbonis, but according to you, at least agree with me that the meat of a carbon with the mum could be offered as firewood, just like the meat of a chatas that was mixed with the meat of an oila. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say that the limbs of an animal with a mum are considered to be disgusting, and therefore they may not be offered at all, whereas the limbs of a chatas are not considered to be disgusting, and therefore they can be offered as firewood. Zok, the next Mishnah. If the limbs of an oila became mixed with the limbs of an oila that had a mum, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the head of one of them was offered, all the heads may be offered. If the leg of one of them was offered, all the legs may be offered. The Chum say, even if all of them except for one was offered, the remaining one must be taken out and burned outside with the pasul dika kabanas. Zok the Gemara Belazar said that Rabbi Eliezer only allows two heads to be offered together, not one at a time. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, the Mishnah said that the Chum say, even if all of them except for one of them was offered, the remaining one must be taken out and burned outside with the pasul kabanas. This suggests that Rabbi Eliezer would allow even one limb to be offered on its own. And Vitei Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Tachlifa said, when it says one, it means one pair. So it actually were two, and therefore it's not a question on that.